One contestant hooked to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down. Can you stay calm? Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
False.
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. All that stands between our contestants and £25,000 is seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Let's welcome Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vernon.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're from Yorkshire.
I am.
You're a primary school teacher.
I am.
There's a lot of pressure right there.
There is. There will be a lot of children at home watching this and expecting me to do really well, hopefully. So there is a lot of pressure, but I'm sure they'll really enjoy seeing the favourite teacher on TV.
All right, good. So there's a chance of winning £25,000.
Right.
An awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. So throughout the show, Vicky, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. As it stands, it's at 113, which isn't bad.
113?
Ooh. That's not bad, because obviously the more your heart races, the quicker your heart beats will go down, which will mean you'll have less time to complete all seven challenges and hopefully win 25 grand.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. Let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Good luck, Vicky.
Thank you. I'm feeling confident. I really am.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Vicky, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. If you get a question wrong, it'll cost you 25 heartbeats. During a round, if you're trying to answer a question and you can't think of the answer, just step off the plate. It'll cost you 50 heartbeats, but we will replace the question.
Okay.
Understand? Mm-hmm. All right, Vicky, everyone starts their game with the same round. It's contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
So the first challenge is worth £250. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good stuff. Let's play contrast. Vicky, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, in your own time, step onto the plate.
Prince William, Prince Harry, play, has the official first name Henry.
Prince Harry.
Is the husband of the Duchess of Cambridge.
Prince William.
Spent a night on the streets of London in aid of homeless charity Centrepoint.
Prince Harry.
25 heartbeats off.
Worked as an RAF search and rescue helicopter pilot in Wales.
Prince William.
Is a patron of the London Marathon Trust.
Prince Harry.
Has the middle names Arthur, Philip and Louis.
Prince William.
Graduated from Eton with A levels of a B in art and a D in geography.
Prince William.
Was born on the 15th of September 1984.
Prince Harry.
Is a supporter of Arsenal Football Club.
Prince Harry.
Yes, well done. Come on over this. Well done. Well done. You used 161 heartbeats.
Right, okay.
You got two wrong, which cost you 50, and you peaked at 131. Not too bad, but when you started, it was quite low. It was only 109.
Right, okay.
So that's pretty good, pretty good. How did it feel being up there doing contrast?
Nerve-wracking.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me introduce you to our string quartet. So they'll also be playing along to the beat of your heart. So obviously, the quicker they're playing, the more you're panicking. You've got 839 heartbeats remaining. You said you were a little bit panicked on the plate at the beginning, but now we're in the flow. How do you feel? A little bit more relaxed?
Yeah, good, yeah.
So after round one, Vicky has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, you could be playing for 25 grand. But do remember, you must leave enough heartbeats to play our final round, which is cash out. And only by completing cash out will you take home the money that you've banked. All right, let's have a look at round two. Dead simple, reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items. In this example, you must reorder these films from earliest to latest. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Vicky, are you going to play on for £500 or are you going to cash out for £250? Still early days.
I'll play on.
All right, good, that's the right answer. Let's play reorder. Good luck, Vicky.
Thank you.
You need to reorder six answers. If you're ready, step onto the plate, Vicky.
'24, Friends, Family Guy, Lost, The Simpsons, The Big Bang Theory. TV series, date of first broadcast in the US, earliest to latest. Play.
The Simpsons. Friends. The Big Bang Theory. Family Guy. 24. The Big Bang Theory. Lost. The Big Bang Theory.
Yes! Well done. Come on over, Vicky. Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
That was really good. Really good. Television programmes, American television programmes.
Yes.
All great TV series there. Do you watch any of them?
Simpsons. I've seen Friends, but the other ones I've not seen.
So that was pure guesswork?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really, really good. You got two wrong. You've got 692 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 129, which is good. It's better than the last round, the first round.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So you did all right. And you used 147. You're doing really well so far. Mm-hmm. So well done, Vicky.
Thank you.
Really pleased for you. So after round two, Vicky has banked £500. She's got 692 heartbeats remaining. How will she get on? Find out after the break.
The Phil Collins song, You'll Be In My Heart, featured in which film? Pocahontas or Tarzan? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the Phil Collins song, You'll Be In My Heart, featured in which film? The answer is Tarzan. Before the break, we met primary school teacher Vicky from West Yorkshire. She successfully completed two rounds and banked £500, with 692 heartbeats remaining.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Vicky, let's have a look at round three. This should be perfect for a primary school teacher. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Vicky, jigsaws. Do you use jigsaws in school?
Yeah, we have done,
With the kids?
Yeah, with the kids.
How do you get on with jigsaws?
I'm all right. I can have a bit of a strategy, hopefully, and help me to work it out nice and quickly.
All right, good luck. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out with £500?
I'm going to play on.
I had to ask the question, Vicky. Of course, we're going to play on. Let's play Assemble.
Thank you.
Vicky, you need to find five missing pieces. When you're ready, in your own time, relax a little bit, then step onto the plate, please.
Adele. Play.
3. Seven.
Come on over, Vicky. Well done.
Thank you.
That was a flawless round.
Brilliant,
you didn't get any wrong answers.
No.
You got 552 heartbeats remaining. You peaked at 126, so it's coming down, which is a good thing. And you've just banked yourself £1,000.
Nice.
Which is even better. So let's see round 4. It's identify, and this is how it works.
This is identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Vicky, round 4, you've got 552 heartbeats remaining. It's identify. What would be a nightmare topic? What do you not want to see up there?
Politicians. Oof. Oof. Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, I think that's a nightmare for everyone, I'll be honest with you. Just in generally speaking. All right, are you going to play on for £2,500 or are you going to cash out for £1,000?
I'm here to play the game, Vernon.
Oh, come on! Love that. We're going to play.
Yeah, we
are. All right, yes, yeah. Nice one, Vicky. Let's play Identify. Come on. All right, good luck, Vicky. Here we go. You need to find the 4 correct answers. Only when you're ready, when you're feeling relaxed enough, please step onto the plate.
Aston Villa, Blackburn Rovers, Manchester City, Leeds United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Newcastle United, Liverpool, football teams that have won the Premier League since it began in 1992-93. Play.
Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool. Manchester City, Leeds United, Arsenal, Chelsea. Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Newcastle United. Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah! Come on, Vicky. Oh, that was a tough one.
Oh, it was tough.
A little bit of a red herring now with Blackburn Rovers, which meant you got 3 wrong answers. So we deducted 75 heartbeats. But overall, well done. You've got 351 heartbeats left. You peaked at 134. I think that's the result of all the wrong answers. So you got a little bit more panicked as gameplay went on. You've got a really tough decision to make. After round 4, Vicky has banked £2,500. She's got 351 heartbeats remaining. Let's reveal round 5. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and a mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer 3 sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round 5. It's mathematics.
Yes.
For a primary school teacher, you should be spot on with your maths.
I do. I really like maths. It is one of my strongest subjects.
So you teach year three maths. You've got 351 heartbeats remaining. You're doing all right. Your BPMs are at 101 as we speak. So what's your thought process behind playing keep up and having enough heartbeats to enable you to cash out? Because that's really important.
Yeah, well, I'm 50-50 on this one, Vern, and half of me wants to play it because I love maths so much. I know I can do the mental calculations really quickly. However, just one mistake in removing 25 heartbeats could just leave me with too few to actually get into the cash out round.
Would you like to play on for £5,000 or would you prefer to cash out with 2,500?
Well, ideally, I wanted to cash out with 200 to 300, so I think I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to play cash out.
All right, we're going to cash out. All right, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500 to play for. Are you ready to play cash out?
I am.
All right, let's do this. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so, Vicky, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. And once again, every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. In your own time, Vicky, to cash out for 2,500, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Actor Nicholas Lyndhurst plays Rodney Trotter in Only Fools and Horses.
True.
The 2011 Rugby World Cup final was contested by Australia and New Zealand.
False.
Crater Lake in Oregon is the deepest lake in the USA.
False.
In the 1951 film Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter is a rabbit.
False.
The Guardians of the Tower of London are officially known as Yeoman Warders.
False.
The Next Day was a 2013 album by Tom Jones.
False.
The comic strip character Rupert Bear lives in Nutwood Village.
True.
Carisbrook Castle is on the Isle of Man.
False.
Comedian Tommy Cooper served in the army.
True.
Hong Kong is the capital city of China.
False.
Yes! Well done! Well done!
Oh, so pleased for you.
Thank you so much.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Now, interesting point. Before we celebrate your 2.5 grand, look, you've got 156 heartbeats remaining.
I think they'll be gone in about 10 seconds.
But do you think that would have been enough to get through the next round, get through keep up?
I think probably not under the pressure. I don't think so. I think I've made the right decision.
Oh, well done. Well done, Vicky. Well, let's not forget, you were averaging 160 per round, and that wouldn't have been enough. But well done.
Thank
you. 2.5 grand. How good's that?
That's brilliant. Thank
Excellent
you very much.
Excellent stuff. So your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Mm-hmm. So happy for you. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Well done.
Thanks, Vernon. Thank you.
Who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Well, let's welcome Davy from West Lothian. Hi, Davy. How are you?
I'm fine.
All the way from West Lothian?
All the way from West Lothian.
Beautiful part of Scotland.
Fantastic, Vernon.
Well, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. It's great to have you with us. Now, you are a former prison officer.
I am, yes.
But you swapped that for mowing gardens.
Yeah, for cutting grass mainly, but gardening in general, yes, that's right.
That's quite a contrast.
It's quite a contrast. I've been doing it for a few years beforehand, so it started fairly busily, fairly quickly.
Now, apparently you walk approximately 40 miles a week.
It's probably a bit more than that at times, actually. Yeah, it just depends on how big the gardens are on any given day.
Right, and how do you find that? Are you a fit, athletic person?
Yes, I enjoy running, so walking isn't such an arduous task as much as running is, Vernon, so it's not such a big deal.
And I would imagine pushing a lawnmower, it also helps with the running as well.
Yeah, well, in some respects it does, but it certainly gives you, sort of a wee bit of upper body strength, which isn't always necessarily needed in running, but fitness is fitness and everything's welcome.
Have you got any idea, coming into the show, what you'd like to walk away with?
Well, do you know, Vernon, I came here with nothing, and if I leave here with nothing, I've lost nothing. And I think that's quite a good outlook, if you like, you know. Although I'll have some things in mind if I win a few bob, but effectively, I'm quite happy where I happen to be at the minute, thanks.
Now, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's 75 beats per minute. There it is, gone up to 77. Just as we looked at it, it went up to 77. But that's really good.
Is it?
If you can keep your heart rate at 77 throughout the show, even when the pressure gets quite intense, then you should have enough heartbeats to complete all seven rounds. So you try and stay relaxed, David. All right, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. There they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Are you ready, David?
I'm ready, David.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. David, everyone starts the game with the same round. That round is contrast, and this is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, the first challenge is worth £250. Your heart rate is at 83 beats per minute. Maybe that's the pressure of the lights and the fact that we're going to start playing, but try and bring it down to those 60s, early 70s that it was before. All right, let's play contrast.
Thank you.
All right, David, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, in your own time, step onto the plate.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, play, is synonymous with the iconic line, I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Became a US citizen in 1983.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for his role in a 1976 film.
Sylvester Stallone.
Won 5 Mr. Universe titles.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Married a niece of President John F. Kennedy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is the son of a 2005 celebrity Big Brother housemate.
Sylvester Stallone.
Is the younger of the pair.
Sylvester Stallone.
Published an autobiography called Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, not a hobby. Well done. Come on over. Come on over, Davey, come to me. Well done.
Thank
you. That was a great round. At the moment, after you've finished, your heart rate is 112 BPM, but your average was around the 80s.
Okay.
It's pretty good. You've got 899 heartbeats remaining. Would your friends agree with me in saying that you're a pretty cool customer anyway?
I'm sure they probably wouldn't agree.
Well, are you that kind of person in day-to-day life, quite relaxed?
I try to be as much as possible, and often, the gardening bit, it's not particularly strenuous in terms of, mind thought, if you like, you know, so I try to be as best as I can, yeah.
So, after round one, Davey has banked £250 and has 899 heartbeats remaining. Find out what will happen after the break.
Who played the charismatic rogue Lord Flashheart in the TV series Blackadder? Keith Allen or Rick Mayall? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who played the charismatic rogue Lord Flashheart in the TV series Blackadder? The answer is Rick Mayall. Before the break, we met gardener Davey from West Lothian. He completed one round and banked £250. With 899 heartbeats remaining, how far will he go on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Davey, are you ready to see your next round?
Let's do it, Vernon.
All right, let's crack on. Here we go, let's have a look.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So there you go, just seen it, Davey. Unravel, wordplay. What do you think?
I think we'll have a pop at that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In your dinner times, do you like to do crosswords, stuff like that?
I like to have a sleep at dinner time.
Do you know what? I used to clean phone boxes around the Greater Manchester area. In my dinner hour, I used to always get rumbled by the boss having a kip. I'd pass it on my lap, car, seat back, having a knock on the window. What are you doing? Oh, I'm having a kip. I'm shattered. Too many phone boxes in one morning. All right, so you've banked £250. Unravel is worth £500. Would you like to play on for £500 or would you like to cash out for £250?
I think I'd like to play on, Ben, and thanks.
All right, David, good answer. Let's play Unravel. All right, David, you need to unravel six words. In your own time, step onto the plate.
Play.
Bottle.
Well done.
Complete. Priority. Station. Perfect. Transport.
Yes, well done, David. Good job. Good job. I tell you what, I know it sounds corny, but you did not unravel under pressure. Your heart rate peaked at 97 beats per minute. What's going on in your mind, Davey?
Just try to play it easy, Dylan.
Good man, good man. You only used 58 heartbeats. That's phenomenal. You've got 841 heartbeats remaining. I've got a good feeling you could go far. All right, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
Assemble, it's all about putting the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle back together. A celebrity jigsaw puzzle at that. How are you with those kind of logic games?
I think I've tried one or two of these in the past, so we'll have a pop at that, I think.
Good man. All right, heart rate at the moment, 87 beats per minute. If you can keep it at that, David, we are in for hopefully a substantial amount of cash. Fingers crossed. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I'm going to play on, Vernon, thanks.
Good man. All right, let's play Assemble. You need to find five missing pieces, Davey. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Kate Middleton. Play.
Five. One. Twelve. 8. Eleven. Ten. 6. Two. Three. 4. Three. Eight.
Stop the heartbeat!
Davey.
You got 6 wrong. Those wrong answers are what cost you on 1,000 heartbeats, especially if your heart rate does not go over 100. You used 317 heartbeats. Your peak was only 98.
Right.
So you're managing to stay really calm under pressure. That part of the game, you've got beat. So you've still got 524 remaining. We're still above halfway. All right, let's see round 4. It's Link, and this is what it looks like.
This is Link. You'll see 2 columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So round 4, Davey, you've got 524 heartbeats remaining. I think the heart rate issue is not a problem. Like, your heart rate is so low, it's probably the lowest we've ever seen on a contestant so far on 1,000 heartbeats. At the moment, as we're chatting, it's 77 beats per minute. During gameplay, it doesn't go over 100, which is outstanding. So, what are you good at? What kind of topics would you like to see up there?
Probably sport, I think, would be the best one, yeah.
All right, well, let's find out. Are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on, Vernon.
Good man, Davey. All right, here we go. Let's play Link. All right, Davey, you need to find 4 correct links. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Deltoids, gluteus maximus, quadratus plantae, triceps, external obliques, quadriceps. Link these muscles to the part of the body in which they are found. Play.
Gluteus maximus, buttocks. Quadriceps, thighs. Quadratus plantae, foot. Deltoids, shoulders.
Yes, got the heartbeat. Good man. Good man. For a guy who likes a little bit of sport, I thought that was all right then. Really well done. You got all the answers correct without any wrong answers. And you just used 62 heartbeats. How did you find that?
I thought that was actually okay, but I took your advice. It's just to step back and think about it and pause and think about it a wee bit longer. And perhaps get the right answer rather than diving in.
Yeah, well, I think you're in a really unique position. Because your heart rate is so low, it gives you extra time to think of the answers. Instead of taking a risk and getting wrong answers, which will cost you 25 heartbeats, you may as well just relax, because you're good at that. I mean, at the moment, as we're talking, it's 76 beats per minute. Take your time on the questions, doing really, really well.
Thanks.
So after round 4, Davey has banked £2,500. He's got a massive 462 heartbeats remaining. Where will they take him? Where will he cash out? Find out after the break.
Mariah Carey's hit song Heartbreaker featured which rapper, Snoop Dogg or Jay-Z? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Mariah Carey's hit song Heartbreaker featured which rapper? The answer is Jay-Z. Before the break, Davey banked himself £2,500. With 462 heartbeats remaining, will he have the nerve to continue or will he cash out?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Let's reveal round 5. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You will see a number and a mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will become the subject of the next sum. You must complete 3 sequences, a total of 24 sums. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, Davey, round five with 462 heartbeats remaining. Keep up. Mathematics, initial reaction.
I'd say mathematics isn't the strongest point. However, I'm quite happy to have a bash at Werner.
You're in really great shape at the moment. So the question is, are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to play on, thanks.
All right, Davey, I think that's the right decision. You've got enough heartbeats left, 462. Let's play Keep Up. All right, Davey, you need to complete three mathematical sequences. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
One, play. Multiply by seven.
Seven.
Add 12.
19.
Multiply by 2.
38.
Subtract 13.
25.
Multiply by 2.
50.
Divide by 5.
10.
Subtract 9.
1.
This is your next sequence.
2. Add 41.
43.
Multiply by 3.
129.
Subtract 18.
111.
Multiply by 2.
222.
Divide by 3.
74.
Subtract 21.
53.
Subtract 31.
22.
Divide by 11.
2.
That's your second sequence.
3. Multiply by 12.
36.
Multiply by 4.
144.
Divide by 3.
46.
That's 25 heartbeats off.
Forty-eight.
Add 53.
101.
Multiply by 6.
606.
Divide by 3.
202.
Subtract 71.
Stepped off the plate, a little bit too much, that final equation. Because you stepped off the plate, we're going to take 50 heartbeats off your total. So 191 minus 50 is 141. Let's resolve this question. 202 subtract 71 is 131. I can tell you, you're only three questions away from completing the third sequence. Oh, do you think that was a wise move, stepping off the plate?
I think it was probably for the best, Bernie, yeah.
All right, Davey, so you completed two sequences. You just need one more sequence to complete. You ready?
Ready.
Good luck. Let's play Keep Up. If you're ready, once again, please step onto the plate.
Three, play. Add 54.
57.
Multiply by 3.
171.
Subtract 113.
...58.
Divide by 2.
You've got 100 heartbeats left.
29.
Multiply by 3.
87.
Add 91.
178.
Subtract 81.
93.
David! Oh, my friend. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The most cool, calm competitor we've had on 1,000 Heartbeats so far.
Throughout the gameplay, your heart rate was so low. Very rarely went over 100, but mathematics and wrong answers tripped you up. That's what erased your heartbeat total.
I'm really sorry, but thank you for playing.
Thank you,
1,000 Heartbeats. Cheers, David. All the best.
So, who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, mate.
How are you?
Steve, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm very good. Where are you from?
I'm from Essex.
Good man. And what do you do for a living, Steve?
I work in IT.
OK, you got your own website?
I run a website called Get Inspired 365. Nice plug.
Nice plug. Yeah, we'll take that.
And, just tries to dish out sort of an inspiring video each day. So, make no money from it. Not really sure why I still do it, to be honest.
Well, do you know what? If you win some money on today's show, Steve, you can keep doing that and then you can spend the money that you win living.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And what do you do for a hobby?
So I do a lot of running, play football. So recently I just ran the entire London Underground in pyjama bottoms for Harry, a charity called Harry Moseley, Help Harry, Help Others. So I do that.
All right, good stuff. And you got a girlfriend?
I have, yeah. We're getting married in just under a year.
Good man. Where did you propose?
Oh, yeah, I had a bit of a nightmare. I proposed in the sort of gardens where our first kiss was, actually. And, yeah, and I had the ring loose in my pocket. Went down on one knee and about 3 minutes passed, still couldn't find the ring. And, yeah, disaster. But in the end, managed to find it. But she, I think that she thought I'd gone down with cramp or something. I don't, but managed to ask her and she said yes.
Yes!
And there we are.
Good man. All right. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, so you've got to stay calm under pressure. And at the moment, it's 92 beats per minute, which is really, really good.
Okay.
If you can play all the rounds at 92 BPMs, then you'll do fine.
Okay.
And your missus will be really, really happy.
Yeah.
All right, good man. So, without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, good luck, Steve. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
Okay.
Now then, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast. Let's have a look.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's play contrast. All right, Steve, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Cool.
Richard Branson, Alan Sugar, play. Founded Virgin Atlantic Airways.
Richard Branson.
Released the autobiography Losing My Virginity.
Richard Branson.
Sold his stake in Tottenham Hotspur Football Club in 2007 for a reporter.
Alan Sugar.
With Per Lindstrand, became the first person to cross the Pacific Ocean in a hot air balloon.
Richard Branson.
Married wife Anne in 1968.
Alan Sugar.
Appeared in the top 20 of the 2013 Sunday Times Rich List.
Richard Branson.
Has children named Louise, Simon and Daniel.
Alan Sugar.
Yes, well done. Come on over.
Hey, well done, buddy.
Yeah, happy days.
That was great. Really happy days. You used 73 heartbeats.
It's not too bad. Yeah, I'm quite pleased with that.
Yeah, you should be. If you can carry on like that, yeah, using minimal heartbeats, and your heart rate only peaked at 106.
OK.
Yeah, if those two are in balance, then you've got the opportunity to go a long way, and hopefully we'll get to play for £25,000. Oh, unfortunately, we're out of time. Please do join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Steve gets on. We'll see you then.